Good morning, team. How are we? I hope we are good. Welcome to episode 27 of the Get Up and Show Up live show. I hope we've had a decent start to the week as always. And in this morning's show, I'm going to be talking about three ways I stay disciplined, three things that help me remain consistent and disciplined with my own personal standards. And this is something that we spoke about inside the Unbreakable Dad program last night on our weekly tune-up, and went down quite well. And it also got the lads talking about things that they're doing and things that they need to improve, and I wanted to be able to share it with you guys this morning. So, like I said, I hope we're feeling good. It's been a week since the last one. Apologies for missing Thursday. There'll be no show on this coming Thursday as well. It's my son's eldest son's birthday, so again, just want to be present in the morning and not have to worry about doing this. So we'll be back to the two a week as of next week. But if you've still been enjoying these, then please do let me know. Please do continue to like the video, comment, and share if you can. And if you're listening back again, I appreciate if you let me know as well, because your feedback is always really, really helpful. So let's get into this. Three ways to stay disciplined. Now, this is something, as I said, we discussed and we're talking a lot about inside the Unbreakable Dad program at the minute, because for me, especially with discipline, but I think mindset as a whole is a real key factor to your success in what it is you're looking to achieve over the course of this year. And discipline is a big part of this, and it's a huge thing that really needs to be focused on in order to be able to be that relentlessly consistent in what you're doing, and achieve, upheld the standards that you expect of yourself. And this is why, me kind of just sharing what helps me hopefully is going to give you an insight into how I do things. But then also, a lot of this is then applied inside the Unbreakable Dad program, and a lot of the guys are doing these types of things as well. But before we dive into the three things and what helps me stay disciplined, let's actually look at what self-discipline is and what that actually looks like, because I think it's important. These words get thrown around an awful lot, and it's actually understanding what they mean and what it is that they mean to you as well. Vaughan, Ian, good to see you boys. Hope you're all good. So for me, self-discipline is your ability to remain consistent regardless how you're feeling. Because often when it comes to our actions, it's based off the emotions that we're feeling in that moment. But discipline is doing the thing regardless how you're feeling. And I'd love to know, especially for the lads that are inside the Unbreakable Dad program, just to add context on what I'm talking about here, what discipline means to you. And feel free to put it into the comments. Like, what is your version of discipline? What does it mean and look like for you? Because that's my version, but everyone's going to have their own interpretation of this. And like I said, for me, it's about showing up regardless how you're feeling. And I think a lot of this comes down to kind of these conversations that you have with yourself, this internal battle that you end up having yourself. And it's when all the noise of social media goes away, and there's no one there kind of holding you accountable. It's when you're on your own with your own thoughts. This is where discipline comes in. It's when that alarm goes off early in the morning, and you've said to yourself, you're committed to getting up and doing something, whether it's your run, your workout, or just something for yourself. And it's in that moment, it's in them moments where discipline needs to come in, where you don't hit that snooze button and you get up and do what you said you would do. Because no, motivation is not going to save you in these moments, and you can't rely on, potential inspirational videos or these different things that you may be using to hope, give you that motivation at certain periods. But it's in the moment where you're alone with your thoughts, which is where discipline comes in. And discipline for me is the bridge between the goals you have and your accomplishments, you being actually be able to achieve these goals. Because again, I've spoke many times about this on the show. People can be motivated and use motivation for a couple of weeks and make some good progress, but then things drop off. And being disciplined in these things is going to be the thing that is allow you to actually not only achieve the goals that you're working towards, but keep them long term. So Like I said, I'm going to go through three things that help me. These are three key things that help me stay disciplined with my own personal standards, my own routines. And as always with this sort of stuff, I'm not perfect. I've shared a lot on here, and I always will continue to share. You know, I have down days. I have days where I'm not struggling. I have days where I hit snooze on the alarm, and it doesn't happen. There's days that I don't show up. Malk, good morning, mate. James, good morning. Hope you're all good. So that's what's really important to note here. But these three things really, really help me stay disciplined with my routine. And that's the first one. Number one of these is a structured routine. This is something that I drill into the guys that I work with, is getting some sort of structure to your week and the way you do things and when you do things. I try and keep things the same every single week. And sometimes that doesn't happen, and it's not possible, I appreciate, for everyone as well, because of work, because of the responsibilities and commitments. But where possible, it's about trying to keep things the same, because for me, it means that everything flows better. I don't really have to think about it. So with my training, for instance, which is a huge anchor behind what I do, you know, obviously I use my the mornings, early mornings for that. And the reason I do that is because I know I can be consistent with that. If I was having to commit to these things during the day, well, there's potentially other factors that could come into play, which means I won't have to do it at the same time or all this sort of stuff. Like, I would be inconsistent. That's why I do it at 7:00 in the morning. And the days that I train, it's based around, obviously, the goal I'm working towards. At the minute, it's more running focused with the half marathon coming up. But the days that I run, the days I'm in the gym, the days that I rest are all the same. I try and keep it the same majority of the weeks. And most of the time, that happens. The last couple of weeks, it's been more difficult because the kids have been off. So it means my morning routine has had to change. And that's when I notice it. That's where sometimes there's a lack of discipline comes in, when this structured routine is impacted with these things. But the key factor for me is having that structure and kind of base routine of my week to go off. Because, like I said, everything then feels better, and everything... I can be more consistent. I can be more disciplined with it because I know exactly what I'm doing. I don't have to necessarily plan these things. I don't have to think about when I'm going to squeeze these things in, because it's already happening, because it's in that structure already. So that's number one, is a structured routine to help me stay disciplined with this routine as well. And then number two is I challenge myself. I always find I work best when I have some sort of project or physical challenge that I'm working towards. I'm not saying you always have to have a physical challenge to be working towards here, but I'm talking about having a project that you're working on, like a personal project, something that you can be, aiming towards, checkpoints, whether that's a holiday coming up, a wedding coming up, whether it is a physical challenge, just something like a period of time. And it's not just, it's being careful with this, because you don't want to just be totally reliant on these short-term goals and then kind of get to that short-term goal, achieve that short-term goal, and then drop off. Like, you've got to have a level of consistency in the background as well as these checkpoints. But I work best when I'm working towards something, when I have something that I'm focused on, there's a date in mind. So at the minute, it's my half marathon. Previously, it's been marathons, it's been High Rocks event that I did. And it doesn't, even towards the end of last year, I didn't have a specific event I was working towards, but I had a focus within the gym, to progress within the gym. And it was like an 8-week thing. So I always have something going on, something that I can kind of see my progress over the course of the week, see myself getting closer to this thing that I'm working towards. And again, this is a big thing which the lads that I work with, are focusing on. It's having these things set, which means that they have that little bit of a running on something, and they can focus on something. Because when I don't have anything, in the past, when I have nothing at all, I find it much harder to be disciplined with the simple things. Because all of a sudden, when you're focused on something that you're working towards and you have that project, these simple things you're doing mean more. There's more purpose and direction behind it. So it's getting the balance right, but for me, this really works. And then the final one, spoken about this a lot, speak about it in group all the time, probably bored of me speaking about this all the time, but I will keep banging a drum on this because it's so important. I hold myself accountable. You know, accountability is the key behind everything. And the reality is, I show up. I show up, I do what I said I'll do. And even when I don't show up, I take ownership and responsibility of that. If you want to be more disciplined, you've got to get accountability in your life. It's as simple as that, because you will talk yourself out about absolutely anything. You're your own worst enemy with this type of stuff, and it won't happen. You know, you might be able to get, keep yourself motivated for a period of time, but eventually it will drop off. Eventually, the internal thoughts will take over, and you'll start to struggle. Which is why having some sort of accountability, whatever that looks like, is important. For me, it's how I show up on social media. Like, I use that as a tool for my own accountability. In the mornings when I'm doing my my sessions, my training, that's me showing up. That's me confirming to myself that I have done what I said I would do. And when I don't do that, I will also, you know, say, take responsibility and be honest about that. And just say, look, it didn't happen. And that's the key. It's working it both ways for me. So they are the three things that allow me to stay disciplined majority of the time. I'm not saying, like I say, I'm not saying I'm perfect. It happens week in, week out. I'd say, you know, 80, 90% of the time, I am consistent, I am disciplined, but there's always going to be them periods where, whether it's, you know, kids who are off school and routine is affected a little bit, all this just stuff going on, you know, within business, you know, there's going to be times where my standards do drop, and that's normal, and that's okay. But it's about how the consistent level is, the percentage of you being more consistent is higher than you're not, and discipline is going to be the thing with that. So just to quickly recap, structured routine, challenging myself or having a project to work towards, and then accountability are the three things that help me. I'd love to know which one has stood out for you and which one you feel like you need to work on right now. And if there's anything else that you have potentially have worked on in the past or are doing right now, please feel free to share in the comments, because this is a community that we're building here. People will be watching this back. So any other insights, it's not just about me here, that you guys have, please feel free to drop it in the comments. But as always, appreciate you showing up. Thank you for listening. If you're listening back again, let me know how you got on. And like I said, no show on Thursday. I'll be back a week today at same time and same place. Have a good day, gents.